from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. For many stem cell researchers, the last month has been like riding a roller coaster. First, federal judge Royce Lamberth put the brakes on all federally funded research using human embryonic stem cells. Work on diseases from Parkinson's to diabetes to spinal cord injuries, it seemed, would have to stop immediately. But then, late last week, a reprieve. A federal appeals court lifted the injunction. Scientists could get back to their microscopes, at least for the time being. Until the appeals court issues its final decision, embryonic stem cell research is in limbo. At least some of it is. Because when it comes to stem cell research, there's everyone else, and then there's California, as Amy Standen reports.
This is a story of two researchers. The first is George Daly. He studies blood, trying to find new treatments for
kids with leukemia and a whole host of genetic diseases.
The second, Deepak Srivastava, studies hearts. He'd like to find a way
to be able to treat cardiovascular disorders in a way that's different than what we do right now.
Both scientists work on diseases that are often curable, but not always. Take heart disease. Last year, 1.2 million Americans had heart attacks. Half of them died. Many others live with hearts that just don't work very well.
They can't walk up a flight of stairs. They can't park their car and walk across the street and go to work without stopping four times.
Leukemia patients face similarly difficult odds. About half the time, a bone marrow transplant can cure the disease, but the other half the time,
it either fails because the leukemia comes back or because the toxicity of the treatment causes really devastating complications.
Leukemia, heart disease, very different problems. But here's what Daly and Srivastava have in common. They both believe that embryonic stem cells are key to finding new and better ways to treat these patients. Now, for those who don't know, human embryonic stem cells are special because they're capable of regenerating and turning into any type of cell in the human body. A few years ago, a Japanese scientist found that other types of cells, they're called iPS cells, might also do the trick. That's a big deal because it could eventually free researchers like Daly and Srivastava from having to worry about federal court rulings like the one that just came down last month. But that moment is still in the future, says Srivastava.
There's no doubt that today the gold standard is still embryonic stem cells, and everything we do with iPS cells, we then reality check and compare to embryonic stem cells to see how close we're getting.
So embryonic stem cells are still at the center of research for new cures. George Daly is using them to design new leukemia treatments that wouldn't require patients to take such toxic anti-rejection drugs. And Srivastava is using embryonic stem cells to grow new, healthy heart tissue.
Beating heart cells in a dish that can then ultimately be introduced into a patient to repair their damaged heart. That's the goal.
And that's precisely the kind of work that Judge Lamberth's ruling aims to stop, because human embryonic stem cells, of course, come originally from human embryos. But this brings us to the next key difference between Daly and Srivastava, location. George Daly directs the Stem Cell Transplantation Program for Children's Hospital in Boston and teaches medicine at Harvard Medical School. His work hinges on the outcome of the court ruling.
We knew that this lawsuit was out there. We knew it was hanging like a sword of Damocles over our heads, and unfortunately it dropped.
But at Srivastava's lab, at the Gladstone Institute of Cardiovascular Disease in San Francisco, there is no sword and no roller coaster. The work continues regardless.
We're really fortunate that we have a CIRM-funded facility that won't slow us down as much as some others who aren't as fortunate.
CIRM stands for the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine. It's a $3 billion grant-making foundation funded by California taxpayers. It's the direct result of Proposition 71, which California voters passed in 2004. The Institute's science officer, Bettina Steffen, views CIRM like an insurance policy against the ups and downs of federal funding.
Its unique reason for being is because that type of research wasn't funded by any other source.
George Daly says if he loses federal funding, he'll turn to private foundations to support his leukemia research. Although with the recession, he says those sources are not what they used to be. In general, he says it's hard to keep up the momentum of scientific discovery when you never really know when a federal judge is going to stop you in your tracks.
For at least the last decade, I've been living the ups and downs of all the politics. And it has been very disruptive.
There is one way to sidestep the politics, and it's happening across the field of stem cell research. The work is moving west.
There are new buildings going up. The number of papers that are being published is really astonishing.
And the researchers to write them. Daly says over the years, he's watched many of his colleagues pack up and move to California. He, too, feels the pull.
I consider it all the time. I'm very happy where I am. My wife has a fabulous faculty job at Harvard, and it's pretty difficult to move us, but boy, I do feel jealous.
And like a lot of researchers, he has his fingers crossed. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen.
You can watch a video of Dr. Srivastava's beating heart cells on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Amgen Foundation.